Our text for this morning's message is from our Old Testament reading. As I said before, the same night Jacob arose and took his two wives, his two female servants, and his 11 children, and crossed the ford of the Jabbok. He took them and sent them across the stream and everything else that he had. And Jacob was left alone, and a man wrestled with him until the breaking of the day. Dear friends in Christ. Now, when I was in high school, one of my good friends was on the wrestling team. He was actually my next door neighbor. Now, I have to admit, at that time, our high school had a pretty competitive wrestling team. They won the district championships. And I had wrestled with my brother pretty much my whole life. And I usually won. I was 2 years older. And I'd get a little bigger, a little stronger. So I thought that I'd be able to wrestle my friend without any problem. I wrestled him once, just once. He had me pinned in about 30 seconds, okay? I always did enjoy watching. Olympic wrestling was always a wonderful, a great thing to watch. It was really cool. And I really enjoyed it. I don't remember if you know, if you remember, a heavyweight wrestler by the name of Brian Baumgartner. 1984, he won the gold medal. And I think in 88, he won the silver or the bronze. And then he came back in 1992 and won the gold again. He was from New Jersey. But he was just a scrapper, and he was a phenomenal wrestler. Our text today is all about wrestling. But the real question is, who is the wrestler? You see, identity is important in our text. Of course, as we heard the text read, maybe we made some immediate assumptions. The same assumptions that are pretty much always made. Jacob is the wrestler, and the one whom he wrestles, while a bit vague, appears to be God. Indeed, most scholars agree that it is the pre-incarnate Son of God, Jesus Christ. So these are the wrestlers in our text. These are the two characters in our story. Okay, so now that we've properly identified them, do we just stop there? Because that seems to be where most people stop. And if we stop here, we're going to end up on a path that actually leads to some confusion and maybe even some false theology. See, what happens when we simply identify the wrestlers and then look for a way to make this Bible story speak to us is we can get confused. You know, one way of interpreting this is that somehow we insert ourselves into the story. In other words, we are Jacob and we wrestle with God. And maybe we talk about wrestling with God in prayer in order to receive our blessing, the answer that we want. What that means is that we think this story is all about us, and it's not. Now, another way that this story is frequently interpreted is maybe to think of it as a battle cry. We'll be attacked by soldiers of Satan and the wicked of the world, and so we have to fight the good fight. Don't give up, and at the end, you'll be blessed with great honor and power and riches. Persevere, people, and prepare for the piles of plunder. You can probably tell by my tone that that's probably not the right interpretation either. It's a little bit of a wrong direction to take it. Now, let's be honest. I'm not saying that we're not in battle. We absolutely are. And I'm certainly not denying that the evil forces of sin, Satan, and the world are grabbing at our lives and pulling at our limbs in an ongoing attempt to pin our faith to the mat. This really is our reality. This is our condition. It's our heritage from our first parents. Evil prowls our streets, rules our institutions. Satan still remains active and an active and dangerous foe who has to be subdued or else will die physically and eternally. And if you look at the world, our world continues to shock us daily with its ability somehow to conjure up greater and more terrible examples of corruption and horror. The evil one is here. The world surrounds us with its corruption. Sin is always crouching there, ready to take us down. So yes, we are in battle, the most serious battle of all. But who's the wrestler? The wrestler is not Jacob, and the wrestler is not us. You see, when Jacob receives his new name, Israel, when God and when God explains this particular name, he identifies the wrestler. It's the same one who's wrestled from the very beginning. The same one who wrestles with Jacob. The same one who wrestles with Satan on the cross. And the same one who wrestles for us every day of our lives. The wrestler, of course, is Christ Jesus, our Lord. It's interesting, Jacob's new name, Israel, can mean two different things. As many words in Hebrew can do this, and you know some of these other languages, it can mean two different things. It can mean you have wrestled with God, or it can mean God has wrestled for you. Regardless, this is what is said by God Himself. You have wrestled with God and man, but now I will wrestle for you. Not with you, not by your side, not if you need a little extra help, and not if you're flat on your back. No. God says, I will wrestle for you. Just as I've wrestled for you in the past. And so I wrestle for you now, and I will continue to wrestle for you until the day that you stand in the courts of heaven before the throne. It's God who rescues the Israelites from the hand of Pharaoh with the parting of the Red Sea. It's not Moses holding up his staff. That's not what does it. It's God who's doing that. It's God who drives out the Canaanites before Israel that so that they could possess the promised land. It's not man who does that. It's God who takes the burden of our sins to the cross of Calvary and engages in a battle, not man. Christ carries our sins to the cross. It's Jesus who suffers and sheds His holy blood on our behalf. It's the Lamb of God who takes away our sin as He dies in our place. And even though it looks like He's been defeated as He's hanging there on the cross, the greatest victory of all takes place in 3 days as the Son of God rises from the dead, having conquered sin, death, and Satan. It's God who is our wrestler. He's the one who fights in our place on our behalf. And He's claimed a great victory, which He gives, bestows on you and me. You see, God's the wrestler. God is actually our wrestler. This reality, of course, didn't begin with Jacob when he was rolling in the dirt next to the river, the ford of Jabbok. It began as Adam and Eve were driven out of the garden. This reality didn't end, and this reality did not end when Jesus was victorious on the cross and Satan was pinned and chained in defeat. This struggle, this wrestling match, ends when we are safely through the gates of everlasting life. Now, I'm not going to tell you that we don't have a battle to fight, okay? Because this battle, this fight is ongoing. Satan's been conquered, but he didn't quit, okay? One of my profs at seminary described the Christ's death and resurrection as D-Day, okay? And in World War II, D-Day was effectively the beginning of Germany's, the Axis powers' loss. Once we landed in France, once the Allied powers landed in France, the war was pretty much over. But the battles were still going on. Following D-Day, you had the Battle of the Bulge. You had many other battles that had to be fought as our troops were marching across Europe. See, Satan's been conquered. Doesn't mean that he's quit. Every day we're challenged by all of the desperate evil in our world, and we find ourselves in a chokehold that threatens our faith. But you don't have to be afraid, because there's a wrestler. There's our champion, the strong deliverer, the Christ who daily, daily fights for us. When he made us his own in our baptism, our old Adam was killed and the new Adam rose up. But as Luther likes to tell us, the old Adam is a good swimmer who has to daily be pushed back under those holy waters. Christ's strong arm is the one that does the pushing. And, you know, fight Christ's strong arm if you want to. Try to win that battle yourself. Say, I can do it all on my own. Rely upon our own reason, our own strength. And be your own wrestler if you want to try it. And when you've had your face rubbed in the dirt and the wind pummeled out of your body, like I was that one day I wrestled my neighbor, you'll be grateful and thankful to know that the true wrestler has always got your back. The true wrestler, the one who struggles and wrestles for you in your place, is always there. He even promises, I will never leave you. I will never forsake you. I am with you always to the very end of the age, is what our Lord says. He fights for you. He fights for all of us. And there's nothing that can stand against him. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. And now may the peace of God that passes all understanding keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus, our Lord and Savior, now and always. Amen.